This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tuesday, the Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to hold its confirmation hearing for Alex Azar to run the Department of Health and Human Services. Azar is widely expected to win approval despite concerns about the rise of drug prices while he was top executive at drug maker Eli Lilly. From our health desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, it appears Azar will break from previous HHS Secretary Tom Price in at least one key way.
Secretary Price, a physician himself, didn't like telling doctors what to do, says Tom Scully, a top health official under George W. Bush.
He came more from the view of keep the government out of my health care.
Prime example, Price rolled back a so-called bundled payment program where doctors and hospitals try to keep spending below a fixed amount for a procedure, like a hip replacement. These types of programs are designed to offer doctors financial incentives to provide higher quality care at lower costs. Boston University's Austin Frack says right now, too often, providers are paid for every service.
If I want more cell phones, I get more. Healthcare, we just don't want more healthcare. We want better health.
No one expects Azar, if confirmed, to figure out the perfect financial incentives for doctors. But unlike Price, Scully expects Azar will try.
Most Republicans philosophically believe that we need to create a little more competition, a little more price dynamics. I think that's certainly where Alex is going.
Scully says given how much money is wasted, more experiments are needed. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.